This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Don Lamb, director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. First off, Don, let's talk about this ag portal and the survey that ISDA and the Lieutenant Governor's Office has put out here, trying to garner some information from farmers. First, let's just talk about the portal itself. This is something that came in through legislation. Governor Braun really wanted something like this, kind of similar to farmers.gov, but for Indiana farmers, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for letting me talk about this. Yeah, came through legislation. It was a goal, an idea of Governor Braun, and the idea is just, yeah, to have a one-stop shop, so to speak, for anything to do with ag and how to either improve what you're doing, expand what you're doing, do something differently. If you've got a question about anything, I mean, ultimately, it'd be if you've got a question about anything to do with agriculture and how we can do it better, you could find an answer to that on this portal.
And here recently, you launched a survey kind of seeking some input from folks. First off, who should be filling this survey out? And two, what kind of input are you looking for?
Well, there's no doubt we're focusing on production agriculture, people who are producing food, producing products, as far as who we really want to hear from. I wouldn't say that we wouldn't listen to anybody, obviously, in the agriculture community, if it's suppliers or researchers or anything like that. But the idea of this portal is to make it easier for people to become more involved in agriculture, production agriculture. And so that's who we're really focusing on at this point. And the idea behind the survey is really to see what seems to be kind of the easiest picking apples. Where do we get the most interest? Is there a common denominator that people are looking for information on a certain subject? And we can make some guesses about that, but hopefully the survey will kind of help solidify some of those thoughts.
As a farmer yourself, Don, is this, has this been a long time coming? Have we needed something like this in Indiana for quite some time?
Well, there's no doubt that regulatory issues are complicated. Licensing issues can be complicated. How you set something up for a first time can be complicated. And I don't know that we sit around, and I don't think too many people sat around and thought, boy, I really wish I had a portal. I don't think that's been something that people have done. But at the same time, once you start thinking about it and the possibilities, I think people get excited about it. Boy, it would be nice if you could at least start in one location and then kind of go from there.
What are the future plans? Do we have a launch date for this portal? And how quickly do folks need to get on this survey to make sure their input is received?
We would like the information as soon as possible, just because that's going to help us build out our thoughts on it. As far as launch date, we do not have that. We want to, it's really twofold. We want to make sure that we do this right. And there's a lot to do with how you set something up like this and who's going to build it and how it's going to be built. So, if we're saying those kinds of things, it's obviously it's not going to be right around the corner. But we want to make sure we do it right. And at the same time, the idea is that we get something started. This is going to be a living document that goes on. And so we might as well start as soon as we have the structure for how to build it, who's going to build it, and what we're going to do. Then we might as well start with the things that we know we want on there. For one thing, we've got such good connections with all of the regulatory agencies around the state, whether it's IDEM, whether it's Board of Animal Health, whether it's Department of Health on food safety issues. There's lots of things where we can really just refer. If you've got a question here, we're going to refer you to this place for this answer. And maybe it's just a more direct connection that way. So it's kind of an interesting thing. We want to take our time, make sure we do it right. And at the same time, we're anxious to get started because it's going to be a living document anyway, just with constant improvement over the next few years.
With Don Lamb, director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Don, I'm catching you in the airport today out in D.C. Want to tell me what's happening out there in D.C. that you're making the trip out there?
Yeah. Well, we had a real great chance to meet with Secretary Rollins. A group of us did, and Senator Banks actually coordinated it and talked about a lot of things as far as just agriculture in Indiana and kind of what we're seeing and what we're thinking and maybe some of the challenges that we're facing here. And so that was really the main purpose was just really to have that relationship with the secretary and kind of get that that conversation started. And then, you know, you think about things, the USDA has made mention of the possibility of moving parts of the USDA out to other areas of the country besides Washington, D.C. And so part of the goal, too, was also to let her know that if they were ever serious about doing that and had some people that they'd like to move out of D.C., that Indianapolis would sure be a great spot for them to land. It'd be great for just to have that group and a part of that group in Indianapolis as well, and really just kind of pitching how great our state is for agriculture and then so many other things as far as crossroads of America and just the different things that we've got going on with our agriculture community. So really that was it. It was building relationship and hopefully setting some foundation for the future.
And Don, this isn't really anything new. During President Trump's first term, when they were moving some folks out of D.C. and there were some different hubs that they were considering, Indianapolis, I believe, was in the mix at that time before Secretary Perdue at the time decided we're going to put some things out in Kansas City. But, you know, again, this is just another opportunity to bring more ag, and we all know that ag bioscience, Indiana's kind of the capital for that, too.
Well, we've got so many advantages. When you start with Purdue in the north and go down to IU in the south and think about the veterinarian part of that, and then you think about the human health part of that, and then you think about Lilly and Corteva and Elanco and the FFA National Center and you got Beck's Hybrids, big family-owned business. Just so many things that Indianapolis has to offer. Great convention center area, convention city. And so, who knows if anything can really come of this at this point or whether it will. But boy, if there's an opportunity, we might as well be in the mix. And so that's really partly what we wanted to say today to Secretary Rollins.
Don Lamb, Director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, thanks for joining us here on Hoosier Ag Today.
Thank you very much, Eric.